You see the hours getting late, so take some direction. You see it's half past making up that, and a quarter to affection, yeah. But if you ain't got no new thing to say,
yeah, I know, I pulled shoot last week and you had to hear a pre-recorded show. And for that, I do apologize. If you must know, my band was in the studio recording an EP. So there were some scheduling conflicts, but since it was all for the goodness of rock and roll, you should understand, right? It is I, Bobby the Badger Ferris. You are tuned in to the Barn Burner from 1 till 2 p.m., but a newly sponsored Barn Burner. Yes, my dirty little program is now sponsored by the Lifetime Collective, locally owned and operated clothing line and art collective. And yeah, these local folks have a new pop-up shop in Gastown, showcasing their men and women's spring line. I'll give you the address. It's 354 Water Street, right above One of a Few Clothing. It's pretty darn close to Steamworks Pub, and you know where that is. Lifetime and CITR are actually a really good fit, being that Lifetime sponsors a lot of acts that end up on 101.9. Bands like My Morning Jacket, The Constantines, The Album Leaf, and Japandroids. And speaking of Japandroids, Lifetime is presenting Japandroids live at the Lifetime offices at Manitoban 5th on April 30th, kids. And if you get down to the aforementioned Lifetime pop-up shop, you can enter to win a pair of tickets to this exclusive engagement. They're raffling off 5 pairs of tickets, so get there quick. Say hi to my buddy Oren. He's a good kid. You can chat him up. He'd love to hear from you. He gets pretty bored sometimes. All right, but enough of that. All right, let's get down to what you've tuned in for, the greasy music. I have to start the show with this because they put on such a mind-blowing show at the Commodore last weekend. Here is Black Rebel Motorcycle Club's new single, Beat the Devil's Tattoo, on CITR 101.9 FM. That was a young fledgling band from Vancouver called We Hunt Buffalo. The lads in that band got a hold of me, said they dug the show, loved the Barn Burner, and I really liked their stuff, so I played The Search. The band before that was Minto. It's four boys from New Brunswick, actually, and my buddy Johnny Stewart, who is now playing, who now actually plays bass for them. Johnny did some time with the Black Halos. I'm going to try to get them on the show, ladies and gentlemen, sooner than later. So stay tuned for maybe a bit of a live set with Minto from the Barn Burner. And if you can find time to see either of those live acts around town, do it, because it'll be well worth your while. Both kick-ass rock and roll bands, and it's always good to support local music. Now, I don't know if you got wind on the news earlier this week on the disabled Canadian that got attacked by sick teenage degenerates in Australia, but it really made me sick to my stomach. It got me thinking that I wanted to dedicate a show to all the great Aussie blokes and shilas out there, and there are a lot of them, so, and I appreciate how much this must really piss you off. And there's also a lot of mind-blowing Australian rock and roll bands out there, so this next part of the show is going to go out to you good wallabies. So we're going to start this off with one of my favorite Australian bands. Kind of started around early 70s with a really, really heavy... Actually, what it does, it sounds like if you were out in the outback, I think, and your guitars were turned to 11. They're called the Colored Balls, and they featured Lobby Lloyd, who really was probably one of the first guitar heroes of Australia, and along with maybe George Young from the Easy Beats, that's the older brother of Malcolm and Angus from AC/DC. Give this track a listen. This is the Colored Balls on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We'll be right back.
Monday, March 8th to Monday, March 15th, CITR wants to thank you for donating during the 2009 fund drive. We exceeded our goal by raising over $26,000, and we could not have done it without you. So be sure to tune in to Donor Recognition Week from March 8th to March 15th to hear your name broadcast on air during the show that you donated during. From all of us here at CITR 101.9 FM, thank you for your generous support of quality, independent programming.
We'll be right back.
That was the thunderously heavy Buffalo on CITR 101.9 FM. The track is Sunrise, and the name of the album is Volcanic Rock. After the late 60s and early 70s in Australia, bands started to veer away from the Sabbath and Cream styled and influenced heavy rock and kind of stoner rock almost that you're hearing with the Colored Balls and Buffalo, and really start to get into the snotty pub rock that started to get very popular in the UK as well. Now, Peter Wells, who was the bassist for Buffalo and Lobby Lloyd from the Colored Balls, went on to play in this band. And as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to dirty, slimy rock and roll in Australia, it doesn't get any better than Rose Tattoo. This song is called Nice Boys, and it was covered by Guns N' Roses in their Lies, Lies, Lies EP. Check it out.
Oh, want to stop these tears that's falling from my eyes. Go walk out in the rain so no one sees me cry. Am I ever gonna see your face again? Am I ever gonna see your face again? We'll be right back.
was an AC/DC track that you might not have heard before. That's because it was from the Backtracks box set that came out this winter. The name of the song is Cold Hearted Man. And you should check out that box set. It's fantastic. I love AC/DC, but my real love, appreciation for old Akadaka is the Bon Scott era. It's just really, really, it's what rock and roll is all about, really. And that box set has a lot of stuff that has never been released before. You heard another legendary Aussie band before that. It was the Angels off their debut album that actually was recorded by Angus and Malcolm Young from Akadaka. They liked the band so much that they took them on tour to the UK in the mid-70s. Everybody, hope you're digging the thunder from down under on this episode of the Barn Burner. Again, the show is sponsored by the Lifetime Collective. Check out their new pop-up shop. It's on 354 Water Street in Gastown, right above one of a few. And, yeah, actually go down there and make sure that you enter the draw to win Japandroid tickets, a pair of them. There's five pairs to be won. So get on down there, and that Japandroid show is April 30th, and it will be at the Lifetime offices, which are on the corner of Manitoba and 5th. Back to the music. Another rock scene that was starting to form in Australia in the mid-70s was that of a very formidable punk and garage rock one, and it all started with this band. This is The Saints off their debut album, I'm Stranded, and you are listening to the Almighty Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We'll be right back.
Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Two colossal Aussie punk legends back to back to back to back. Radio Birdman and with New Race and Kim Salmon and the Scientists with Swampland. Radio Birdman was an Aussie garage act that actually named themselves after a misinterpreted Stooge lyric from the Stooges song 1970 from their album Funhouse. And the Scientists featuring Kim Salmon, who, yes, is a bit of a legend in Australia, probably not as well known in North America, very well known in the UK, went on to form bands like the Beasts of Bourbon and had a very, very, very promising, and still does, a solo career. And let's stay with that punky blues stuff from Australia. I'm really digging that. There's a band, actually, that I've been following for quite some time now from Perth who have a bit of a Neil Young fetish, I think, too, as long as well as being very, very astute in their punk rock leanings. This band is called The Drones, and I think this was the first song that I ever heard by them. This one's called Shark Fin Blues, and it's been great, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you've enjoyed this tribute somewhat to Australia, and we're going to try to get Turbo Negro on by request, too. We had someone call in for Turbo Negro, so we're going to try to get to that. In the meantime, this is Shark Fin Blues by The Drones on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia.
My shadow stretch. The sun pours my shadow upon the deck. The water's licking round my ankles now. There ain't no sunshine way, way down. I see the sharks are in the water like a slick storm ink. Well, there's one there bigger than a submarine. Circles I look in his eye. I see Jonah in his belly by the campfire light. Lord, I've a trust up in the wind and loss. He's been in his wings while he sleeps it off. I hear the denizen cries from his dreams on the sea and sky. Lord, rip my